heard that and it sounded like it was coming out of the bathroom. I think it was, but what was it?
The next patient is Patricia Haynes. The last name is H-Y-N-E-S, first name Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 72-year-old white female that is following this clinic because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 3B. The patient has a remote history of carcinoma of the ovary. I was treated many years ago, and she's had a CKD that has been very stable. The patient is following a low-sodium diet, and she tries to stay away from the high-protein content food. The laboratory workup that was done on July the 30th of 2024, the patient had a serum creatinine of 1.6, a BUN of 32, an estimated GFR of 34, which is similar to the prior determination 6 months ago. The sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 are with the normal limits. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio of 289 milligrams. There is no evidence of anemia. Number two, we are going to continue monitoring the proteinuria. This patient has been very stable and actually gaining kidney function. The possibility of considering a SGLT2 inhibitor or a non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitor is always a consideration that we have in mind in case of the deterioration of the proteinuria or the kidney function. Following over hyperlipidemia, the total cholesterol is 144, the HDL is 44, and the LDL is 62. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control, 118 over 60 is the blood pressure reading. Following number, we have to always keep in mind that this patient had a history of carcinoma of the ovary that has to be under surveillance. Next time we are going to order the CA-125. I spend 10 minutes in reviewing the laboratory, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation 9 minutes.